Jack Link's beef jerky does it for the fans. Fans of a great protein hit. Fans of snacks that are low in fat. Fans of sticking some freaking sweet beef in your gob and saying, "My God, that's tasty!" Jack Link's beef jerky limited edition Family Guy packs in store now.
Their Channel 7 commentary teams have been harshly criticised on Twitter. Rather than commentating, they barrack. They will lose winnable matches off big wins. Big heads. He just speaks a language, Kevin, that is straight out of a coaching manual, and I think that would grow very tiring very quick. They have done a wonderful job, this match review panel.
They did, on this. They
Bravo
got it right.
To the match review
they
panel.
They got it right.
On Hungry for Sport, Patrick Smith.
Good morning, Patrick.
How are you going?
I'm going very, very well. I wanted to give you a call because I noticed in The Australian today that you got Real Makers score an own goal. You got several umpires who stood down after arriving at the ground with tarot cards.
Well, Kevin, I just think it's some of the rules now where we ask the umpires to read people's minds are so silly that after bad decision because we're asking them to do the impossible. I'm suggesting that this way that some of them are fair umpires.
Just breaking up a little bit there, Patrick. You might have to take a little step to the left there.
Well, it was a big storm hitting, Kevin. That's the problem. It was a big storm down where I am, and it's maybe God saying don't go on air.
Patrick, you did say in your article today that the rules at the moment are encouraging simulation or diving, which has long been against the spirit of Australian sport.
Well, we have rules against diving, Kevin. And that's what we're encouraging players to do. Certainly, that's what Josh Groff did on the weekend, where he just stopped playing and said, "Okay, I'm stopping playing now. I'm going to create a free kick, and I'm now going to appeal to the umpire." And for that, he gets a goal. I make no sense of that, Kevin. I don't think anybody who's had anything to do with footy would make any sense of it either.
You suggest in soccer that they're allowed to defend by giving away a corner.
Well, Kevin, you've got to give your defender a right to say, do I give up a point or do I try and save a goal? What's my options here? You've got to give him the right to give up a point to save a goal. And it's what they do in soccer all the time. If they're challenged, they'll even give a corner away rather than put the ball back into a position where the opposition may score a goal. That's what we need. We always need to protect that right for a defender, and I think that's been your position all along. It's certainly my position. I think it should be anybody's position who's got half a brain. You've got to allow a defender to defend.
Do you think, Patrick, and I know I've heard some people actually suggest this, and I just started scratching my head, that any time the ball goes through the goals, it's a goal, no matter how it goes through the goal?
Well, I think where...
You can handball it through the goal like they do in Gaelic football. You can punch it through.
I'm not saying that will happen, but I think the way the game is moving, that's what we're doing. We're eliminating all the bits and pieces that are a bit quirky. A la the bounce, that'll go because I just don't like it because it brings uncertainty. So I think all those things in our game now are in danger, Kevin. If somebody's going to sit down, Kevin, and say, why on God's earth do these people playing this game handball it? Why don't they just give it to the player?
Throw it.
Why go through this handballing thing? Just throw it to the player. That's what's going to happen. They'll be trying the game all the time to do this. And I think you've got to make a stand and say, well, no, we've done it this way for a long, long time and it's stood the test of time. So we'll continue to do it. We'll continue to allow a defender, if he's under pressure, to protect his goal space and give up a point to protect the goal. I think that's essential to our sport. It might not be essential to another sport, but all these things are essential to the AFL. The Indigenous game, and that's what we've got to protect. And I don't think we're protecting it this way.
A point you make, Patrick, with the handball, there's a lot of people ring up now and they talk about you know, was it a handball? Did he have a closed fist? Are they throwing the ball when they throw the ball over their shoulder? So it may get to the point, because little things start like this, and then people say, well, to get away from the problem of did he actually have his fist closed, let's allow throwing the ball, and therefore we don't have any problems. But that's not Australian rules football. They throw the ball in rugby, and they throw the ball in basketball and handball, but we don't throw it in Australian rules football. But someone one day will say, you know what, it's too hard to police that, so why don't we just throw it?
I just think that's the logic I applied to the bounce. Look, this is a bit difficult, this bouncing thing, because sometimes maybe 9 times out of 10 we get it right, but that other time that we don't, we're going to get rid of that. And we're not going to bounce it. We're going to throw it up. So you take that magnificent, that theatre, and that's what it is, that theatre out. Why would they not apply the same logic to the handball? Look, as you said, this is getting a bit difficult because, you know, they're doing it over their head. And look, the umpires have got a zillion things on their mind. They can't quite detect whether the hands punched the ball. I reckon we ought to just let them throw it. That's the logic that gets us to see the bounce disappear, and that's the logic that you will see applied to other things within our game, unless we make a stand.
Patrick, I know that there's a storm brewing where you are at the moment. So just one quick comment on the AFL said last week that changed the rules. Gil McLaughlin was up in arms, hates the idea of the punch. Simon Lethlean said we'll change the rules as well, but then said no, it's all covered on the weekend. We've had Zach Jones punch Luke Brewster of Hawthorn. He's got fined, which is by the guidelines of the AFL. Do they have to now come back and change the rules if they're as strong as what they seem to be?
Oh, next year, they will need to change the rules. They can't do anything about the rules as they are now because they're in those boxes, which limit them, and they can't free wheel away from those, Kevin. They have to abide by the boxes. I see everything from now on as intentional. That's one thing they can do. But that's the only thing they can do. They will change the rules at the end of the season, hopefully, to stop the punch. Because, Kevin, if you change it mid-season, they've completely compromised the Brownlow. In other words, if they change the rule now, before, up till now, you could actually punch a player. And you'd still win the Brownlow.
Such as Trent Cotchin.
Yes, correct way. After this round, if they change the rule, you could throw the same punch and you couldn't win the Brownlow. Now, that's simply unfair because you have corrupted the Brownlow from what it began with in round one to what it is in round 11. So these are all these things that the AFL's trying to fight. Because mainly, Kevin, they don't think things through. They have great ideas and say, that's a good idea, we'll put that in place, like the rush behind, and we'll bring in four rules or four guidelines. And when you apply the guidelines to a position that young Essendon player Josh Green found himself, the original Jaden Short found himself, well, then the silly guidelines, because you tested them properly. So that's the AFL's rush to change seems to make all those basic errors.
Pat, always great to catch up, and hopefully we'll speak soon.
Cheers, Kevin.
Patrick Smith from The Australian giving his thoughts. Let's take some calls on the back of that. 9429 1116. Patrick's a bit worried that maybe like in soccer, where you can defend, you can give away a corner. That's what it's like in AFL. You should be. A defender must always at least have the opportunity to give up a minor score to save greater damage.
Jack Link's beef jerky does it for the fans. Fans of a great protein hit. Fans of snacks that are low in fat. Fans of sticking some freaking sweet beef in your gob and saying, my God, that's tasty. Jack Link's beef jerky limited edition family guy packs in store now.